Welcome to Controversy in the AM, where debates are guaranteed or get your money back. I am Kyle, here with Levi, Abraham, and Quinn. Today we'll be diving deep into the death penalty. Recently there is one story that has caught the nation's attention. A man named Russell Rhines, living in South Dakota, has petitioned the state to use the lethal drug of his choosing. He wants to use the drug used in 1993 when he was convicted. Back then, the state used a fast-acting drug and a paralytic. Instead, his sentence says he will be given pentobarbital, which is also commonly used to euthanize animals. Some say this lethal injection is considered to be cruel and unusual punishment. Let's explore the different perspectives on the death. Now for a quick commercial.
Life can be hard, but you don't have to struggle the same way. Take the steps and talk to your doctor about ED. 25 million men already have had the Viagra talk. You can be next. Getting a prescription starts with talking to your doctor about your symptoms. Viagra is not right for everyone, but your doctor can prescribe it if he thinks it's right for you. If prescribed, Viagra can cause serious side effects such as if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, get immediate medical help right away. Sudden vision loss in one or both eyes can be a sign of a serious eye problem. Stop taking Viagra and call your medical provider. Finally, before taking Viagra, tell your healthcare provider if you have or had heart problems, such as heart attack, chest pain, or heart failure. So talk to your doctor today and see if America's most prescribed ED treatment is right for you.
Hi, and welcome back. Let's turn to two sides of this issue. First up, Dr. Abraham Apfel.
The death penalty is a direct violation of the Eighth Amendment and is obviously a cruel and unusual punishment. There's been no evidence that homicides are reduced by using capital punishment. So what is the point of using it? Just to show the government's power over the U.S. citizens? It is time to stand up against this unjust way of keeping order. Our justice system is good, but it would be unfair to assume it is perfect. Think about all the innocent people executed because they were wrongly accused of murder. And think about their families. Because of the death penalty, an innocent loved one was killed and removed from their life. In addition, lethal injection used on criminals is not guaranteed to go smoothly. There have been many cases where the drug has caused the accused to be in pain for hours before they finally rest in peace. Who wants to pay for the death penalty either? It has been shown to be a very costly process. The average cost to put someone on a death sentence is at least $500,000. Think about that. $500,000 just to remove someone from society. There are more cost-effective and ethical ways to remove someone from society. Repeal the death penalty.
Now let's go to Dr. Levi Klotz. What do you say on this issue?
It is clear that the death penalty is not a violation of anyone's rights. The person who is on death row committed a horrendous crime, and it is the only punishment fitting for that crime. In addition, this punishment is the only way to maintain social order. Without it, criminals will be running all over the place and have no reason to not commit the most horrendous crimes. Some people believe that the death penalty is considered to be cruel and unusual punishment. However, they do not know what they are saying. According to the Supreme Court, cruel and unusual punishment must involve pain, terror, or disgrace. The death penalty falls under zero of those categories because states use lethal injections that are painless to the criminal. Another liberal argument is that the death penalty costs too much to execute. But think about the cost to keep a criminal in jail for the rest of their life. This far exceeds the cost of a single execution. Along with the cost being expensive, it is not right to put a human through the torture of solitary confinement. The ADX prison is the most heavily guarded federal prison in the country, and it is a place of torture for the inmates to keep alive. Eventually, they go mentally crazy and are unable to communicate properly when given the opportunity. One inmate there was kept there for over 30 years, and when he was interviewed by people, he could only speak for an hour before his vocal cords basically stopped working. This kind of torture is inhumane, and putting someone on the death penalty is a much more morally right way to deal with a criminal of such horrendous crime. With all of this said, I am not alone in my thinking. Almost all surveys that have been distributed to U.S. citizens say over half of Americans support it. This is why the death penalty is a good thing for our society.
Now, one last thought from Dr. Notarian.
A legal precedent was set in 1972 when the Supreme Court ruled in Furman v. Droda that the death penalty was unconstitutional. It was reversed 4 years later. Here are some facts. The death penalty does not reduce the prevalence of violent crimes. According to the ACLU, the vast majority of law enforcement professionals surveyed agree the capital punishment does not deter violent crime. A survey of police chiefs nationwide found that they rank death penalty lowest among ways to reduce violent crime. The FBI has found the states with the death penalty have highest murder rates. Furthermore, the death penalty comprises the right to due process. There are many factors such as race, economic status, and access to legal protection that prevent the judicial branch from guaranteeing that each of the accused receives due process. The American Civil Liberties Union states agrees by the death penalty system in the United States is applied in an unfair and unjust manner against people, largely dependent on how much money they have, the skill of their attorneys, race of the victim, and where the crime took place. People of color are far more likely to be executed than white people, especially if the victim is white. Although there are some reasons to be against the death penalty, there are also some reasons to support it. There is a statistically proven fact that jails and prisons in the United States are overcrowded. The United States has a prison population of approximately 2.2 million, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, leaving each facility crowded and understaffed. Along with the many general jails, prisons, and confining facilities, there is the ADX prison. In this prison, there are about 400 inmates, all kept in solitary confinement. While they are still given a life, many of the people there are there for life and would rather be killed than kept there alone forever.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed our daily debate, and please tune in next week. Signing off, Kyle.